Dozens of patients mill about inside Monrovia's National Tuberculosis Annex building, fighting off the curable but deadly and contagious respiratory illness, awaiting food and medicine.
My name is Maurice Fofana. We are TB Annex. But really, the condition is really bad. Really, the government can help us with the condition. The condition is too bad. No take care. Nobody can take care of patients.
Doctors like Samuel Toe are trying hard and say they are doing what they can with what they have to help their patients.
As you know, a lot of people in Liberia have come down with the disease, and access to treatment for them still remains at risk because of the lack of funding. So funding poses a serious problem to treating TB patients in Liberia.
Estimates are that about 17,000 Liberians have what is known as TB, but only about 4,500 are receiving treatment. The Global Fund was helping Liberia with its control program, but a two-year funding cycle ended earlier this year. Dr. Toe says he sees more and more patients trying to get help.
Almost every day there's a new case from community. So indeed, if funding is lacking, then it will indeed serve as a setback to fight TB in Liberia.
The program's manager, Laua Guesa, says many times family members abandon their sick relatives here and do not help either. She says she sometimes uses her own money.
Everybody needs love. When somebody is sick, do not deserve it. It could be you. I most of the time take my own money and buy drugs for them. People do come and visit them. They feel abandoned.
She says her program is running out of money to buy gas for motorcycles used to deliver medicine to other patients throughout Liberia. Gas is also needed for laboratory generators and safeguarding medicine. Guesa says tuberculosis is a disease of poverty.
Because of the war, we fought having poor living conditions. People have been living in a very small place. You know, it's the disease, the airborne disease. And because of that, we have the increase. And also the HIV. We have a lot of poor infected patients here that have the HIV and have the TB. So because the pandemic of the HIV, the TB cases is also increasing. So it's really due to the poverty and the poor living condition of the people.
Liberia is still getting millions of dollars to fight HIV/AIDS. In late March, the United Nations Development Program, which helps Liberia's government in managing and spending the money, announced a new $12 million agreement from the Global Fund to combat HIV/AIDS. An official at the Global Fund, Mark Willis, explained from Geneva, difficulties in working with previous governments created the gap in funding for malaria and tuberculosis.
The original grants for both tuberculosis and malaria were written during a period of instability. And so at the time, the grants were only for 2 years, where our normal funding cycle would be 5 years. And in the meantime, the government of Liberia submitted different applications that were not accepted because of their quality. And again, it was during a time in the previous governmental arrangements, and perhaps that contributed to the quality of the reports.
Willis says he has been encouraged by the work of the new health ministry under President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. The United Nations Development Program in Liberia consults the government on how to write the reports and says government officials recently received training on writing better reports. The new reports are due shortly, and new funding could begin before the end of the year. Once reports are accepted, however, getting money is not automatic. Willis says while there has been interest from donors to help Liberia combat malaria, there does not seem to be much interest so far concerning tuberculosis. In the past 5 years, the Global Fund's website says it has committed more than $7 billion spread over 136 countries to support interventions against AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.